Good morning, church. Today I want to talk about Jesus, the Savior, the King, the great intercessor, praises. God loves you. I said, God loves you. That's what you know. He made you unique so he could love you for being you. Amen. He knew you since you were born. He knew you before you were born. He knew you before your parents were born. So it's safe to say he knew you before you knew you.
That's
so
right.
Maybe he has a better clue than you what you were created on this earth to do. So if you sometimes feel like your purpose in life is somewhat unknown to you, you might feel like I've lost my direction and my business skewed, then I suggest to you that you go to the source, not the ones who birthed you, but the creator.
Preach.
I said, today I want to talk about Jesus, the great Alpha and the great Omega.
That's right.
Now, so many of us are in search for the truth. What's real? When you take away all the glamour and the glitz, what's left? What's right about this? What's wrong? Mm-hmm. What's really good? What's up? What's going on behind the scenes that they're not showing you on TV?
Yep.
What's this here for? What's that here for? What am I? What do you see that I don't see? What do I see that you don't see? What happened? The Bible says the search for the truth is in Jesus. What would Jesus do?
Jesus.
Because I'm here to talk about Jesus, the great prediction, the great answer, the truth.
Come on.
He said, if you love me, then obey me.
Yes, he did.
Simple as that, church.
Amen.
Now, a big part of love is trust. And we have to trust in the Lord to give us joy. So he gave us commandments to follow so that our lives would be the best. Because we trust the Lord is leading us in the right direction, that's why we obey him. It doesn't make sense for God to go through all the trouble to make you, only to lead you wrong. So trust in the Lord. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Well, let me say then, Jesus loves me, this I know, because the Bible told me so. Even little people down here below who act like they don't know, God loves you anyways the way you are and hopes that you will grow closer to him. He said, I stand at the door and knock.
Yes, he did.
God gave you the choice this day who you will serve. And y'all got some nerve to say that the Lord wants you to be robots when everything you did your whole life is exactly what you chose to do. He said your love for me should be more than your brother, sister, mother, or father. Now, excuse me, saints, while I drink some water.
Take your time, pastor.
The Bible says love is patient. Love is kind. I say love is an action, not just a thought. How you gonna say you love me, but when I need you, you always have an excuse? That don't sound like love to me. How you gonna say you love the Lord, but every time it's time to go to church or time to do the Lord's work, you have an excuse?
Talk.
That don't sound like love to me. I say, why don't you get saved today and make the Lord your Lord? That's what Lord means, the leader of your life.
Uh-huh.
Learn how to live right, Jesus. Learn how to think right.
Jesus.
Learn how to love right. Get that joy in you because you know the Lord's on your side.
Yes.
Get that peace of mind because you no longer have to be sick.
Yes.
Get the power to rebuke Satan's tricks. Get that good feeling of security because you know God has angels watching over you. Get the promise of success. I want you to do well. Get Jesus in your life. I said, get Jesus in your life.
Lord.
Church, we ain't got time to waste. I said today I need
on,
to
Pastor.
Talk about Jesus, the Savior, the King, the great intercessor, God the Son, the climax, the miracle man, the final sacrifice, the creator, the sustainer, the one they predicted, the Alpha and Omega, the good shepherd, Jehovah, fisher of men, the truth, the way, the light, the word, praises.